people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's the show that talks about organic gardening and landscaping. We try to help people be as healthy as possible and grow plants very, very well. It's really fun to garden organically. Everything works better, including water savings that results from having healthy soil that results from using the organic products. So if you're just getting on board with all this, we'll try to help you out. We have a website, dirtdoctor.com, that you can go to for answers when we're not around. But for right now, you can give me a call on the show and we can chat about things. We're going to talk with Jim just a little bit more about fertilization, one of the main topics that needs to be addressed right now. I've got a pet tip brought to you by Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods. Their website is victordogfood.com. One of the things that I think surprises people a little bit is when we talk about dog runs. People think that dogs need to have great big huge areas. And I learned a long time ago, after I had been designing a lot of gardens with very large dog runs, I learned from a vet, from a couple of different veterinarians, that was wasting space, that the dogs, when you're not around, don't need big areas. And I also learned that I should stop trying to use any kind of material in the dog run other than smooth finished concrete, which surprised me a little bit. I'd used gravel, and I'd used decomposed granite, and I'd used a combination of turf and a hard surface and various things in dog runs. And finally, through the advice of these vets, realized that the best thing is concrete, because concrete is easy to clean. And the main benefit that I want to talk about here as a tip is that if your dogs are on concrete for a fair amount of time during the day, you never will have to clip their toenails. They'll wear their toenails down naturally on this concrete, and it's good for their pads, it's good for their nails. We've had one exception to that. One of our dogs, I don't know how many we've had. We've had a lot through the years, but we had one dog. It was Hannah, the blonde. That you've probably seen pictures of on my website and everything. For some reason, the way Hannah walked and ran, she did not wear her toenails off. I think we had maybe one other dog that fit into that category too. But most of all the rest of them, 90% of the dogs that we've had and that design clients in the past of mine have reported the same thing, that smooth finished concrete is the best, keeping clean, keeping fleas away and all that sort of thing helps with that too. But this real nice side benefit of wearing the toenails down, keeping the toenails at the right length, is a nice, very nice side benefit. The Victor Dog Foods and cat food, if you haven't tried yet, for your pets, I recommend it highly. No wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in anything that they make. No chemical preservatives in anything that they make. And then you can make the choice of what blend you like with your pets. Some are grain-free. Some have grains. They all have probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. But if you haven't tried it yet, I recommend it. Go to the website, victordogfood.com. All righty, back. Jim's been real patient hanging in there. He wanted to talk about corn gluten meal a little bit more, which is a fertilizer I addressed in the first hour as being a natural fertilizer, an organic fertilizer, and also a natural pre-emergent. But Jim, like you brought up, it's difficult to hit the window exactly right to get the pre-emergent benefit from it in the fall. That's the one rub that we have reported over and over again. Some of the people that are in – are you there, Jim?
Yeah, this is Tim, by the way.
Oh, Tim. Okay, they have Jim on the screen. Sorry about that. One, the thing that I was going to tell you and go into a little bit more, there's – some landscape contractors that are in the maintenance business. Spriggs Brothers is one out in the North Dallas Plano area out there, Frisco. they put down more than one application. And I think they get really good results from it by doing that. And I don't have a big problem with that, except for the fact that it ends up costing more that way. And if you use corn gluten meal too often, you're going to be putting out too much nitrogen. So you've got to be really careful about using that approach. You can have too much nitrogen fertilizer go out and cause some problems from organic fertilizers, not as easily, but just in a similar way in the net results as using too much synthetic fertilizer. You see what I mean?
Yes.
But if you put it out more than once, if you do maybe cut down to 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet, put it out now, put another 10 pounds out in a week or two, and another 10 pounds out in a couple more weeks, you're going to raise the chances dramatically of shutting down that germination of those cool season grasses so that in the late winter and early spring, you don't have rescue grass and poa annua and dandelions and
right
henbit and all the things that everybody's going to be calling me about, you know, as they do every year. Just be careful about using too much of a really powerful organic fertilizer. That's my only only caveat that you need to think about.
Okay. One other issue that I've got is in one of my crepe myrtles, I've got these small white things that look like eggs mm-hmm. that are basically in the crotch where the branches come into the limbs.
Those are scale and very common. They are the most common when the crepe myrtle trees are too deep in the ground, Jim. And even though you might think that the flares are exposed on your plants, crepe myrtles need to have their flares dramatically exposed. If you do that and then you take a brush and kind of brush the bark, you can kill a lot of those scale by the physical disturbance with a brush, and then spray the plants with Garrett juice as a base and add one of the essential oils or orange oil or one of the soaps, you know, one of the insecticidal soaps, and you can get that scale under control. But the main thing long term is to get the flare dramatically above the ground.
Okay, I think they are, but I'll double check on that. They may not be as
I've redone one of mine at my office a couple of times, and I still don't have it exposed enough to suit me. Crepe myrtles have a great, great big flare that turns into kind of an apron as it goes out. And as much of that as you can expose, the better the health of the crepe myrtle will be and the better chance it has of keeping that kind of an insect pest away.
Okay. Okay. One other thing, did you get the book I sent you on Ben Hogan last fall?
Well, I sure did, and I tried to track you down and never figured out how to do that. Can I put you back on hold and get some contact information?
Sure.
I have a terrific book. I really appreciate it, and I was going to tell more people about it and how to get it and all that kind of thing, but for some reason I could not track you down, Jim, so hang on and we'll get your information, and I'll give you a call later on, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right, hang on with me. Get his phone number. That's interesting. He did a wonderful book about Ben Hogan, and it talks about the man. In fact, get the David, get the information, detailed information about the book too, and I'll tell everybody about it when I come back. We've got open line for you for the first time at 866-444 dirt, which is 3478. Mary, you're going to have to give me some hand warnings in there. The numbers are not working once again in here. Anyway, back to the phones. Bill's turn in East Texas. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. One is we're building a home on Lake Nacogdoches in East Texas, pretty clay-based soil, and we have to have the land cleared before we build our home. But I was interested in your suggestions on low-maintenance grass in seed form to put them. I don't want a large lawn, maybe a couple of areas, like 30 by 50 feet, something like that, so we can build Japanese gardens around them, things like that. But I'd like to have some areas that are grass, low maintenance. Do you have some suggestions on the type of grass that I could use?
Well, I assume over in East Texas you have sandy soil.
It's clay.
Oh, you do have clay. Well, that's good because you can grow buffalo grass if it's full sun, and it's just my favorite grass. It's the only native grass we have in this part of the world. I've run out of time here. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat a little bit off the air and maybe hold you when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. 866-444-3478 is the phone number. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number, and we do have a line open now at 866-444-3478. I hope that Bill is still with us here. I've got all kinds of things going on here. Too many things at once. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Back to talking about a drought-tolerant, easy-to-maintain turf for clay soils. It's kind of unusual that you have clay over there in East Texas. Usually it's pretty sandy stuff. And what I mentioned to you is buffalo grass. Buffalo will grow in sandy soil, but it likes clay better. So that's the first thing I'd put on your list is buffalo grass. The second thing would be one of the blends that you should look at. And there's two of them that are on the market. One's called Habiturf. Have you heard about it?
No, sir.
Habiturf is a mixture of three different grasses. It's buffalo grass and buffel and blue grama, I believe, are the three. I'm not positive about that. I need to look that up. But anyway, that has been developed and put on the market at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin, mm-hmm. Texas, and it's available there. There's another one that's available from a company called American Native Seed Company called Thunder Turf, mm-hmm. and it's the same mix, same blend. And if you work with a landscape contractor, homeowners can't do this, but if you work with a landscape contractor, they can buy from a company called Turner Seed Company, mm-hmm. in Breckenridge, and they're the ones that actually came up with the original formula. So there's three different ways you can go there. And I would do either pure buffalo grass. If it's small areas, you can plant solid sod, and that'd be the best way to go if the budget allows it. If it doesn't, going the seed planting way and planting pure buffalo grass, mm-hmm. will be perfect. It needs to be full sun.
Okay.
And then the next thing to look at, and it would be the best thing for a lot of people, not necessarily just in your situation, but the Thunder Turf and or Habiturf would be worth looking at also.
They need full sun also?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another question. I have the option of this. The land is pretty dense woods, a lot of underbrush and everything. I have the option of either clearing it off and then burning the piles, or bringing in the mulcher and mulch it and just have it blown onto the area, and then amend the soil by working it in some way with something to blend it in with the clay soil once they are clearing it. What is your recommendation?
Well, I don't ever recommend burning. I think it's throwing away valuable resources. So grinding up material, turning that into a mulch, that's the most cost-effective and most beneficial thing you can do for your land,
okay,
putting it out like that.
Okay.
Now, if it's going to be turf, putting it out, you know, and having the coarseness of it, it's going to be a little bit of a problem for solid sod. You could still put it out in the turf areas and plant seed and get the seed going there,
mm-hmm,
or just use the mulch in the areas that are not going to be turf.
Okay, so using a mulcher instead of a front blade caterpillar kind of clearing piece of equipment would be preferable, because I've got some real nice black walnuts on this property that I'd like to save as many of those as I can. Not a whole lot,
sure,
of, but very, very mature.
No, I was consulting on a project not too long ago down in the Waco area, and a whole lot of the cedars that were on the property were being taken out, and it was a company that's got this big tractor that has a grinder on the front of it, and it just drives up and munches and grinds into a mulch the trees. And in that case, for the most part, the mulch was left right where it was falling. But in other cases, we needed to move some mulch to some specific trees that we were really intent on saving. And so we're going to be moving some of it around. But for the most part, you can just leave it right where it falls. We've helped some ranches bring back multiple species of grasses and forbs by doing nothing but grinding up cedars and other trees that we didn't want to have and leaving that mulch fall right where it's ground up.
I have that option also. This mulcher will take out about 3-inch trees.
Yeah, that'd be great. There's nothing better you can do for the soil, especially for the price that it costs to do this.
Okay, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
There's a propensity of chiggers and fleas out there that are aggressive.
Okay.
They'll get out. How do I control chiggers and fleas?
Well, at this time of the year, it's going to be a little harder than what you can do long term, but I'd probably go ahead and do it. I'd put, for the fleas, I would put out beneficial nematodes.
Okay.
And you can buy them mail order and have them shipped in, and all the instructions will be there for putting them out. If you could catch a rain, as temperature cools down just a little bit here, and you could catch a rain about the time you put them out, that would be ideal.
Okay.
Because you do need to have a little bit of moisture in the soil for these living organisms to survive. Long term, next spring, just as things start to emerge, when things start to grow next year, putting out the beneficial nematodes at that time will probably keep you from having the problem at all.
Okay, that's with the fleas. How about the chiggers?
It'll help with chiggers as well. Rich biological activity in the soil will help with chiggers as much as anything. If you do have to treat, and right now would be probably the best time to do this, putting out a light dusting of sulfur, wettable sulfur can be put out wet, or you can dust the sulfur out, but by all means, never use more than about 2 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Very, very low rates.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
It's been helpful. Bye-bye.
All right, telephone numbers 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll talk about how to get our free newsletter when I come back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've got loaded lines, as we've had since the show started. Thank you for that. But one quick thing before we go back here, and then we'll try to get caught up. Thunder Turf and Habiturf that I mentioned, these native blends, I did look up what the actual exact ingredients are, and I was off a little bit. It's buffalo grass, blue grama, and curly mesquite rather than buffalo. The one called Habiturf that comes from the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin says buffalo grass, blue grama, curly mesquite, and others. And the Thunder Turf that's made by Native American Seed Company just says that it's buffalo grass, blue grama, and curly mesquite. Wonderful idea. Low maintenance, low water use, and a great way to go if you've got enough sun. Back to the phones. Let's see whose turn it is. Tyler, listening on KMPT in Lola, Montana. Hello, Tyler.
How you doing, Harry?
I'm doing great.
I've got an issue with dogs. I ended up adopting a third dog. And,
good for you.
He's awesome, except adding the third dog has really played havoc on my yard.
Yep.
So I'm trying to find something organic that I can use to counteract the dog urine on the property.
Okay, best thing you can do, Tyler, is get yourself some zeolite. Zeolite. And if the feed and farm stores don't have it available, they probably will, actually. The feed and farm stores sell a stable bedding deodorizing product, and it'll be under some different names, but if you look at the active ingredients on it, or just ask the people that sell it, it'll probably be 100% zeolite. Zeolite is a natural mineral that has this incredible ability to grab and hold on to certain things. It's what's used in deodorizers. If you go to the store and buy these little pouches that have something crunchy inside them that you put in your closet or in the refrigerator to deodorize, that's what's in those things is zeolite. Huh. Well, the zeolite you can buy in 40 or 50-pound bags if you can find them at the feed stores and so forth. And broadcast across the entire area will help, and putting a little bit extra wherever the burn spots are, if you see where the, you know, the animals are going and prevent it, it grabs the ammonia and locks it up and keeps it from burning.
Now, how would that affect underneath pine trees as well?
Well, it's good for the plants. It's good for the trees and the and the turf both. You can grow a plant in a bucket of 100% zeolite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it'd be better if it was soil that just had some zeolite in it, but you see what I
right.
mean?
Yeah,
you can,
I do.
You can also spray with orange oils and things like that, and helps to cut down on the odor, but the zeolite actually prevents the damage.
And do I need to do that, like, before a rain or after a rain?
No, just put it out whenever you need to. It will also help to, when you have a yellow spot, when it's already killed an area, putting zeolite in that area will help it heal back quicker, too.
Back next year.
Yeah. It'll prevent the burning if you can get it out beforehand. And after the burning, it helps to heal it quicker.
Okay. One last question, sir, if you could.
Sure.
I have a issue because the soil out here is Rocky Mountain. We have an issue with aeration and keeping the soil loose enough that water actually penetrates
right.
you know, more than a couple inches.
Right.
Would that help with that too, or do I need to broadcast something else out to help with that? Or
yeah, zeolite helps with building biological activity and the tilth and the problem you're dealing with. It's one of the rock minerals. When I talk about bed preparation and improving soil, I talk about compost and organic materials, humates and things like
right.
that, and then the rock minerals and then the sugars. In the rock mineral category, zeolite is a very, very good one to choose and will help with what you're doing. If you put out cornmeal and dry molasses and organic fertilizers and compost and all the other things we recommend too, that all works even better to help build the microbes, and that's what gives you the increased tilth and drainage and porosity and health of the soil. You can speed up the process, Tyler, by on a one-time basis, add to a Garrett juice mixture or spray it by itself, hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen
right.
peroxide starts the flocculation. In other words, starts the process of making the soil fluffier.
Right.
But don't keep doing it over and over and over because
okay.
it'll kill the beneficial bacteria.
Right.
Using
okay.
it one time, it's extremely beneficial.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I had a report for you on our apple trees. We
okay.
talked to you last year about our sick apple trees. We did the sick tree treatment. We have two apple trees right next to each other. We
uh-huh.
did the sick tree treatment on one and left the other one completely the way it was. And exposing that the root flare, we ended up with apples on one tree and no apples on the other.
You got some pictures you can send us of that?
We'll have one next year, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Good job.
We're going to continue the experiment. So thanks for all your help.
Okay. Do all the trees now next, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, the sick tree treatment is a process. It's not a product. It's a process. There's some people that try to put it together into a product, but it's impossible to put all the ingredients in there because when you put cornmeal into a bag with the other things, you set up the worst smelling thing on earth, and you'll run all your neighbors out of town, or they'll run you out of town one. So it's something where you put all the ingredients out and get them separately and put them all out. You can get most of them in a bag, but not all of them. And the details about the sick tree treatment are on the website. The reason it's a process is aeration is also a part of the sick tree treatment, and exposing the root flare or the trunk flare, whichever way you want to call it, is maybe the most important part of the process. So the amendments, the ingredients that you put out are basically the same ones we use for bed preparation, but it's all explained under the sick tree treatment under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's also in my books, which, by the way, are available out there in the stores. A lot of the big stores will get the books for you, or you can just order them online. That's how most people are getting books these days. And all of my 15 books, you can still easily get 10 or 11 of them, I guess. Different subjects. Steve in Carrollton, Georgia. Is that right, Steve?
That's correct.
Listening on WLBB. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. I've got a question about pecan trees.
Okay.
I've got an old established, there's about three trees, but I'm having a hard time getting them to go to term. They're either not releasing from the shells or the shells are falling too fast, you know.
Okay.
It's I'm loaded this year, but I see a lot of them on the ground now that, you know, and they're not ready to fall yet.
Yeah.
So what could I do to fertilize those trees to get them to maybe go to term?
Well, I think we can help you here. First of all, are these native trees or are these hybrids?
Well, one of them's a hybrid and two of them are native.
Okay, that's good. I like the diversity there. The key for pecan production, Steve, that you probably already know, is to have moisture, good rain or irrigation during the period of time when those nutlets are forming and building into a, you know, a full size pecan. And if you have a drought period, or if you have too much rain like we had here in the south in the spring, it can foul up that process. So that's kind of the key, and that's why a lot of people think that pecans have these alternating years of production. That's really not true. What happens is they have good production when the moisture is there during the time that those nutlets are developing, and they don't have good production when it's droughty during that period of time, or too much rain can cause the same thing. So that's just that's important for you to know about the moisture level. The other thing that will help you is for you to go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and under the word guides on the homepage, that's a button. And under that button, you'll find all the formulas that I recommend, how to make them, the different mixes, and also the programs. And one of the programs is the Organic Fruit and Pecan Tree Program. You probably have some fungal disease working. That's part of that. Scab is one that hits pretty much everybody that grows pecans. If you start using the spray program that I recommend under the Organic Fruit and Pecan Tree Program, and it's not a toxic spray program, it's spraying things that stimulate life and health and growth and help to cut down on those pathogens. That combined with having good luck or controlling the moisture level better yourself, your production will just skyrocket.
Well, that's good to know. I'll go there. Well, thank you.
I think it'll help you. Thanks for calling. All right, and everybody else can, of course, do the same thing. We also have the Rose program in there, which is what Valerie wants to talk about, listening here on 660 The Answer. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about the rose rosette disease.
Okay.
I've got a 100-year-old Seven Sisters rose bush. In
wow.
fact, I had a second one, and I lost it last summer to the rosette disease, but didn't know what the disease was until this summer. About a month ago, my remaining bush was showing signs, and I immediately got on your website and found the directions for treating it with the sick tree spray, the sick tree treatment, And I pruned out the diseased canes and treated the ends with hydrogen peroxide. And then I have treated the rosebush for 3 weeks in a row with the a gallon of the mixture of the Garrett Juice Plus and the hydrogen peroxide. And the new growth, she's looking great.
Yeah.
And so I'm thrilled. But I'm wondering, now my question is, how often should I be treating it and for what duration?
Well, you don't need to do the entire procedure that I recommend unless, you know, new symptoms pop up. Can you hold with me through this break and talk
sure.
and not be rushed?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on, and everybody might want to hear this because there's a lot of people out there saying that Rose Rosette can't be cured, and that's not correct. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Entangling myself here. We're going to go back and talk about Rose Rosette, but I've got a really nice photograph from a listener showing mealybugs on a native tree, on a post oak tree, it looks like. And that's been a real common question that I've got. And I'm going to put that on Facebook, and we may even do a newsletter about that. The cure for it is the sick tree treatment, like we've been talking about, but more on that later. Right now we're talking with Valerie. I hope she's still there. You still with us, Valerie?
I'm still here.
Rose Rosette. If you didn't hear what she said, she's got an old rose that you say is 100 years old?
I'm the fourth generation owner.
Boy, that is just terrific.
It's moved all over North Texas. It started in Munster. It moved to Gainesville. It went from my great-grandparents to my grandparents in Gainesville to my mother in Dallas.
That's great.
And now I've got it in Plano.
Well, so you've got to send us a picture so we can show it off to the world.
Okay, I will.
Please do that. But anyway, you said that you've applied the sick tree treatment, having some the basic Rose Rosette program. It's a little bit more than sick tree treatment. And having good results, how often to do it was your main question?
Yes, and for what duration?
Well, the how often you do it really depends on whether it comes back or not. I have had some people tell me that they had good results, and then it reverted and the disease came back. In most of those cases, if not all of those cases, they didn't use the entire program that I recommend. They kind of got off on thinking that just spraying hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice was all they needed to do.
Okay, I may not have gone to the right place on your website. What do you recommend in addition to the Garrett juice plus and the hydrogen peroxide?
Well, the whole program for Rose Rosette is explained in a newsletter that we did, and it's also in the library. And if you didn't figure out all of it, maybe I need to rewrite it, how I'm presenting that. The rest of it is the sick tree treatment. It's the basic program for Rose Rosette is the sick tree treatment, just like we'd use for a tree, with the hydrogen peroxide added to the Garrett juice is an additional part of the program.
Okay.
Now, once you've done the aeration, See, and a big part of that is aerating the soil throughout the root zone. You need to be careful when you're dealing with an old, you know, very important plant like this. You know, the aeration needs to be done carefully, but doing some holes in the ground and making the soil more able to accept the amendments that we put out is the key there, so that when we put out the compost and the rock powders and the sugars being dry molasses and the cornmeal, which has this disease-fighting capability, that some of it gets down into these holes that you've created through the root zone.
Okay.
So what all you've done so far is just to spray the liquids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I pour it, I spray it. The tops of the leaves, the bottoms of the leaves, the ends where I've cut off.
And into the soil.
And I just pour the rest all around the plant.
Okay.
Into the soil.
Well, we may long-term figure out that doing it as thoroughly as you're doing it may be all you need to do. But the other part that I'm talking about is just, you know, going to help more than just doing that. So take a look at that again, and I'll take a look at it also because apparently the way we've explained it may not be the good if you didn't pick up on it.
Well, and I may have, well, you know, I was kind of in a panic, actually, when I was looking for solutions, so I may not have been paying full attention.
Well,
so
as you saw,
I'll have to go back.
It'll shut down the symptoms, you know, quickly. What I'm thinking that might allow it to revert back, the disease come back, is skipping the part that has to do with aeration and the dry amendments going into the root zone of the plant. And on a rose that big, the roots are going to be going out, you probably already realize this, far beyond the drip line of the plant, just like a tree. So doing the whole area there with the aeration and the amendments to the soil and continuing to do the liquid. Now, back to your original question about how often to do it, I would spray the Garrett juice at a minimum of once a month, and I wouldn't include the hydrogen peroxide necessarily every time.
Okay.
If you're seeing any symptoms at all trying to show up again, that's when you need to add the hydrogen peroxide back to it. You might do it two or three times and then eliminate the hydrogen peroxide from it.
Okay.
Because what's actually killing the disease, the virus that's on the plant, is the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
All the other things are creating a condition where the plant has this resistance, this ability to keep it from coming back and infecting again.
Okay. All right.
Send us a picture. I'd love to see your plan. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
All right.
All right.
Do you have time for a quick follow-up question?
Well, if you want to hold on, I'll talk to you off the air. How's that sound?
Okay,
I'll put you on hold. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Those of you been holding, I'll get to you just as quickly as I can. If you want to call when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. To get the newsletter, I said I'd tell you, all you do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and say you want to get the newsletter. It's free. A lot of people take it one subject at a time, and you can look at the past ones in the archives on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Either way you want to go, I'd love to work with you. Back after this.